This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. If you are heading to the polls on Election Day Tuesday, then you will want to be familiar with the four statewide ballot questions. Question one, the so-called millionaire's tax, would alter the state constitution so that annual taxable income exceeding $1 million would be subject to a 4% surtax that would be used for education and transportation. Evan Horowitz is the executive director of the Center for State Policy Analysis at Tufts University.
Not all of these ballot questions have big implications for people's lives or the future of the state, but this one does. And on the pro side, there's really been kind of a movement, right? This started 6-7 years ago as a broad effort by progressive activists and unions to bring some more progressive structure to the state and ask high earners to pay a little bit more in income taxes. And the opposition coalesced much more recently. Really, the past few months has come together. And that's mostly sort of people who earn more money, the high-income individuals in the state, who, well, are opposed to the idea of a surtax on their high earnings, but also worry about the long-term risk to the Massachusetts economy and to the possibility that some people may leave the state.
Do you think they're actually worried, or do they say that they're worried?
As a nonpartisan researcher, right, I have the luxury of kind of not worrying too much about when people are making bad faith arguments. It's possible that, yeah, maybe they're worried personally and they're making the best arguments that they can, but that doesn't necessarily mean the arguments are bad. It really is worthwhile to think about what the risks are, and whether they're making those arguments in bad faith or not, there are good faith reasons to be concerned about the implications of a millionaire's tax. This ballot question has the potential to raise, we estimate, $1.3 billion a year, every year, for as long as it is in effect, right? That's a lot of money into state coffers, and it's a lot of money coming out of people's pockets. I mean, that's the way you have to think about a tax increase like this. It is a transfer of money from people's pockets into state coffers that may then get cycled back, you know, into people's lives in other ways through education or other things. But it's a big transfer of money from the private sector into the public sector. And so people are going to fight. They're going to spend money to either support it or oppose it because it has real impact on their lives and on their pockets.
How important do you see the sort of the pro and con messaging about the ballot questions? As one example, regarding question one, you have pointed out that the arguments of opponents focus on the low number of cases where it could affect people who experience one-time windfalls.
Not just with question one, with all these questions, the arguments that make it into the public sphere are not necessarily the best arguments. They're the arguments that marketers and publicists think will be most persuasive. And in the case of question one, a lot of that has focused on these one-time millionaires, the people who might one time in their life earn over $1 million and therefore be subject to the tax. And the claims are made about, you know, maybe there's people in the middle class who, when they sell their homes or their businesses, will be subject to the tax. Now, the truth is that this is a vanishingly small number of people, right? This is a side issue, but it's an issue that really speaks to people who are concerned that, hey, they're middle class, and what if someday they have to pay this tax? So that's why you hear it from opponents, from people who support this. What you hear is, well, this is enough money to kind of fix everything. And while $1.3 billion is a lot of money, it's not that much money, right? It's not going to allow us to fix every problem in the state. The state budget is somewhere between $40 and $50 billion in any given year. So we're talking about a 2 to 4% increase. That's meaningful, and with the right focus, it can make a big difference, but it's not going to change everything that needs to be changed in Massachusetts.
In this election cycle, what have you noted about advertising and how it is conveying messages or potentially misinformation? And how is that affecting this political process?
Well, I will say this has been a very strange experience for me personally and folks at my center to be paying attention to ads to make sure that my own work is not manipulated or becomes a source of disinformation. The ads are not designed to inform. They are really designed to persuade, even if that means distorting facts. I mean, I would really encourage people not to pay much attention to the ads because they are not just kind of incidentally misleading, but fundamentally and by design misleading.
How do you suggest people navigate through this part of the election process when that's what is going on?
Look away from the ads as best you can and try to get to other sources of information, which there are a few.
Your resources include the WBUR Voter Guide. Go to wbur.org/voter guide. Evan Horowitz is the executive director of the Center for State Policy Analysis at Tufts University.